Also in Congress this week, the Senate is expected to pass a bill that would make it harder for individuals to walk away from their debts. The bankruptcy measure is also expected to pass the House, and President Bush has said he will sign it. Creditors have sought a broad overhaul of the bankruptcy system for years. It's always been stuck in Congress in the past. If it becomes law this time, the changes could have vast implications for consumers in debt. Here's NPR's Wendy Kaufman.
The new bankruptcy law would go into effect 6 months after it's signed by President Bush. Sam Giordamo, executive director of the American Bankruptcy Institute, says during the interim, the number of bankruptcy filings would probably rise dramatically as those with pressing financial problems try to take advantage of the current, more lenient bankruptcy laws. Giordamo, whose organization is nonpartisan and represents both debtors and creditors, says once the law goes into effect, bankruptcy will be less available, less affordable, and the extent of the relief will be reduced.
Which means that the fresh start that the bankruptcy laws traditionally promised individuals and small businesses will be cut back in its scope.
Last year, roughly 1.5 million bankruptcy petitions were filed. That figure was down slightly from the previous year, but in the past decade, the number of filings has nearly doubled. Banks, retailers, and other creditors contend that far too many people, perhaps 10% of those filing, abuse the bankruptcy laws and try to skip out on their debts even though they are able to pay. The law supporters argue that bankruptcy has too often served as a refuge for gamblers, impulsive shoppers, even millionaires. They say this legislation will curb the abuses. But attorney Henry Summer, a consumer bankruptcy expert, says the number of abusers is small and that this legislation will hurt those who truly need financial relief.
What it's going to do is make bankruptcy more expensive and less effective for every debtor who files. It's going to raise the cost by a minimum of hundreds of dollars. It's going to mean that they have to pay more to their creditors during the bankruptcy and more to their creditors after the bankruptcy. So basically, it will mean that there's more money for the creditors and less for their families.
The legislation would limit the ability of debtors who have sufficient resources to use the bankruptcy law to wipe out credit card debt or debt from unsecured loans. Instead, they would have to repay at least a portion of those debts. Travis Plunkett of the Consumer Federation of America says currently two-thirds of those trying to repay their debts under a section of the law known as Chapter 13 are not able to do so according to their original repayment plan. Under the new legislation, he says, even more people will fail.
Chapter 13 is about creditors giving a little, and in response, debtors try to pay off as much of their debt as they can. This bill will change the situation so debtors have to pay off more lenders more money in Chapter 13. Remember, these are people who are broke.
The bill, which is 500 pages long, imposes some additional requirements on those who wish to file for bankruptcy. Debtors must certify they have participated in credit counseling. But as Sam Giordamo of the Bankruptcy Institute points out, many debt counseling services are now being investigated by state and federal agencies for not providing appropriate education and counseling. Some have seen their tax-exempt status revoked.
So, you know, who's going to provide these services? And, oh, by the way, who's going to pay for it?
He notes the legislation also requires that at the end of bankruptcy proceedings, consumers must go through debtor and budget counseling before their debts will be discharged. He says while it's a good idea in theory, it's not at all clear who will provide the counseling and who will pay. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.